All needs ways to reduce carbon emissions.
We're working on solutions in our own operations,
like carbon capture
and clean energy from hydrogen.
So, who are we?
Believe it or not, ExxonMobil. And our solutions could help businesses in manufacturing,
commercial transportation,
and power generation too.
Heavy industry with low emissions. Let's deliver.
Learn more at ExxonMobil.com.
Calling all high school seniors. Visit Q93.com, keyword Rising Stars, to enter the Rising Star Essay Contest. Presented by Morris Bart. Starting March 25th through April 19th, seniors can submit a 250 to 500-word essay or a 3-minute video telling us what's the impact of empowering fellow students. How can acts of kindness, mentorship, or encouragement create a positive effect within your school or your community? The winner will receive a $2,500 scholarship from Morris Bart Attorneys at Law.
Jumpy, anxious, or even sad. It's like that engine with the bad oil. Your brain ain't running right.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Keep your body running tobacco free.
Learn more at BehindTheHazeLA.com.
Sponsored by Louisiana Department of Justice.
This is Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
And the barber takes one look down at me and he says, "Would you like us to wax your nostrils?" I said, "What the hell? Let's do this."
What? Come on.
I don't know why I didn't realize how much it was going to hurt.
Oh.
He yanks out that first one. Nothing has ever hurt like that in my life. It's astonishing. I'm begging him not to do the other one. But he says, "No, you got to do it." I came home in tears. I came home literally weeping. I cried like a small kid when they shoot Old Yeller at the end of the movie. Hysterical crying. And I'm asking states for bandages. It bled. I've got blood now. So my advice, if I may, to anyone listening, is if anyone ever says, "Can I wax any part of you?" say no.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg. Weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can watch and listen on the ESPN app.
Progressive Insurance.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is Thursday, which means we are in Lakeview, our crew of Katie's. Should be a fun show this afternoon. We got a lot to get into on the very large television over the delicious hot brewing iced tea. The Masters, round number one, is all underway. Start a little bit later because of all of the weather that we all dealt with yesterday. Well, it moved east, so it was over there at Augusta. It rained overnight, rain in the morning. Live shots, though, in front of us. The sun is out, and it looks absolutely beautiful. So we'll give you a leaderboard here as well. We got a lot to get into because your New Orleans Pelicans, well, they got three games left. We'll go through the NBA standings, see what is in store for them. And look, they went out and took care of business yesterday because of the weather. We weren't able to be on the air. If not, we would have actually talked about the big win that took place in Portland. Big win because you got a lot of help back on Tuesday. And more importantly, you found a way to get that win.
Portland ball down nine here. Plant lost it, tipped by GTA. Up the floor, Zion, head of steam! Throw it down! Big fella, two hands!
Tell you what, get back. You don't know me like that. Z with the sore. And, I mean, they turned it over, gave it right to him, and he's a one-man fast break.
And the Pelicans now have turned them over 19 times for 29 points. And with 9:21 left in the ball game, lead it 92-81. Timeout on the floor.
So Pels did wind up getting that win. So we got a lot to talk about there. We got some post-game sound that we didn't get to yesterday that we will get into today. So we'll do all that and more. But, of course, let's welcome in the gentleman that will be doing the show with me. To my left in a horrible St. Louis Cardinals jacket. I love the color. I love red. It's the color of my Little League team.
Yeah.
If I just don't see...
You should name them the Cardinals.
If I just don't see the Red Pigeon logo, we're good. You know, it's like right here, nice looking jacket. Right here, terrible looking jacket.
11 titles, three titles.
Half of them at least cheating. There should be an asterisk on at least half of those banners. Minimal. Although they did keep a lot of pharmaceutical companies...
In business.
In business, so that's good. John Forcade, as you can just hear, he looks very Masters-like. Got the quarter zip going, that white quarter zip looks very beautiful. You play golf. Is it going to be hard for you to do this show with the TV behind you? Can we get this TV over here for you?
No,
you good?
I'm happy it's behind me because I'd be paying attention there.
Have you been to Augusta? Have you ever been?
Let me tell you my story with Augusta. Mm-hmm. I pulled in, you know, it's harder than you can say to get on that thing, to even anything. So I pulled into the gate, and the guard guy comes up to me, and I'm like, I want to see if I can go in and buy some merchandise.
Oh, he says,
No. What would you like? Here's a list. So I told him a hat and a shirt. Be right back. Somebody took off in a golf cart, came back. That's it.
Really?
Never been back. After years of knowing a few golfers, professional golf, I've been invited to go. Mm-hmm. I could have gone. I just haven't had the opportunity. It's like,
so hold on.
You've been to Augusta?
Yeah, time out. Let's throw a flag on the play here. So you've been invited and didn't go.
I just haven't had the time. No. I can call a guy if I want now and say, hey, you know, I could probably still go.
Isn't that kind of one of those things that you find time?
Seriously.
Right, I'm just saying. I mean, hey, you own restaurants. Would you find, if somebody called you right now, can you go?
Y'all, I'm closing the restaurant this weekend.
No. Katie's in Francesca.
But you know what? It'll always be
Augusta.
There.
It'll always be there.
You may not.
Exactly right. All right, well, we're going to try to get four.
I want to play. I don't want to go there and watch golf at Augusta. If I can't play it,
you want to play?
I want to play
it. My question is, did OJ ever get to go to Augusta?
OJ?
OJ?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't Google that.
Probably before
General
he did the murders.
Decided to hang out with us here today and have a little lunch. Have you ever been to Augusta?
I have not. My in-laws have, and I have not been invited. But if I did, the issue is really, if it's a last-minute thing, is more about the location of where you're going to stay.
Yeah.
That's the problem. There's like a premium to get.
You bring a tent.
Well.
You sleep in the woods.
I don't think they're going to allow that.
John Daly, he pulls up at Hooters.
There's got to be a campground.
There's a lot of bed and breakfast that they rent out and stuff, but it's sometimes it's the proximity to getting back over there, and probably the best thing to do would be to go when they do the par threes or something like that.
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law, their jobs allow them to basically, you know, be the kind of people that can go to those places and hang out and all that, and they've gone, and I've walked by their place over there in Atlanta and seen the hat stuff, and I'm like, you know, the next time you go, he's like, we get passes all the time. I'm like, call me. Yeah. Like, what do you mean you get passes all the time? I'm like, why wouldn't you call me?
Here's my deal.
Yeah.
If I'm going to make the effort to go over there.
Yeah.
I want full access.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, you want to make it a
lifetime snob. You want to play.
I'm definitely a ticket snob. I always want the best.
So John wants to play. Chef Scotty wants to be treated like he's CBS Sports.
And I just want to be inside the gates.
Yeah, I would just love to be there.
I want to go in the clubhouse. I want to see the whole deal.
When I first went to my in-laws who live in Atlanta, and they live on a golf course, not Augusta or anywhere near, but just it kind of reminds you of the topography. And, you know, you were walking up and down these hills, the trees, just the beauty of it. And I'm like, my goodness, I couldn't even imagine. I remember when I walked in the Cherokee Country Club, I'm like, this is gorgeous. I can't even imagine what Augusta looks like.
It's different
grass over there. You know, it's different trees. It just looks amazing. For me, I would be completely happy just walking the course and seeing it and, you know, seeing that, especially on the weekend when stuffing's at stake like that. That would be pretty
amazing. It's kind of like the Kentucky Derby, right? I mean, you just wanting to be a part of the whole
atmosphere.
That's
what I was going to get into today, guys.
I've been invited to that big time by trainers.
Have you been to the Derby?
No, but
In the last couple of years,
I've been invited to go.
Right.
And they've got a big party. I mean, these are all trainers that come in every year to the fairgrounds. And they're with Churchill. So they're like, dude, anytime you want to come stay at my house.
Wow.
Come hang out.
Nice.
You'll have an unbelievable
time. Have you been to the Derby?
I have not, but I'm going to go back real quick. You talk about the Masters. Good friend of mine I play golf with.
Yeah.
And his the other good friend and his wife. So they, friend of mine, I hooked him up with some tickets. Mm-hmm. They go to it. The husband and wife were ahead of the other guy. He was just kind of moseying around, taking his time. The husband and wife go in. They're sitting there, and they're waiting for Chris, my friend. He had a stroke.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Right before he got into the ticket thing, he had a stroke.
Did he see the prices? Or
no, he had a stroke. And he
so
gave to the
pick
hospital.
Yourself up and go watch the golf.
He spent that weekend at a hospital. He's still trying to recover from after all these couple of years.
Wow. This sounds like a Kirby enthusiasm.
Yeah, it really is, right? Exactly.
I heard
you get that,
that
one
like,
opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. Because wow. That's what would happen on this table, right? Somebody listening would hook us up. You'd get your access. You would get to play your round. You and I would get to hang out.
Yeah.
And we would never make it to Augusta.
Right.
Something along the way would happen.
Well, you'd run into John Daly and hang out at Hooters in the back with his RV.
My dear friend Jack Capello played Augusta. And while he was playing, these two Secret Service agents came up to him and said, "Gentlemen, we need to play through." And it was George H.W.
Wow.
Gentlemen, we need to play through. All right, so I need to either be president or know the right people to get in there and stuff. The reason I bring this up, obviously, we're going to get into the Pels. We're going to get into just 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, which is incredible to me.
Excited.
So I'm looking forward to that here as well. But it's just kind of it's one of the questions we'll throw out there today to have a little fun on the show. Is the Masters, you brought up the Kentucky Derby, a World Series? Like, what are the events where you're laying down the plastic, you want to go see it, if you given the opportunity to go do it, and why? I would love to hear from you guys. 800-998-1003 on the Ruderman Can hotline. Go check them out online, rudermancan.com. Which one is it?
Mine's the Derby.
It is the Derby?
That's why I mentioned it, because it's something that I could do with my wife that she'd appreciate, the whole hats thing, kind of go out there and drink some, you know, getting a little bourbon, you know,
the
have a good
julps.
Time. Yeah, yeah. Mint juleps, have a good time.
It would be hard because you have to throw in the Daytona 500.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
That would be a good event to go to because it's action. You're only cheering for wrecks the whole time you're there.
I've been to Daytona 500.
Is it everything? It's
no.
No. What did you say? I've been to the
jam-packed.
I've been to the stadium. Hundreds of thousands, 150.
Oh, I know.
People.
You want
to
be
me?
When you
race car driving?
You been in infield, or
you know, I didn't get to go in the pits.
Well, that's why.
But it's like going to the soccer game Saturday night, trying to get into that. It's like cars.
True.
All day long.
Yeah.
It's like
3 hours.
And the only thing, you brought up golfing.
Yeah.
The only thing golfing, man, walking around watching golfing, that is not my cup of tea. Okay. I don't want to walk around.
You like playing golf.
Well, you can't walk.
Well, that's true. But when I was walking to go to the New Orleans tournament, I'd walk around and see, and I'm like,
well, the Zork is
but I met a couple of guys that professional golfers. I'd go follow them and chat with their family, but it's like, I had enough of this. I'm going somewhere else.
All right. Well, speaking of, 2 weeks from today will be round one of the NFL draft, but 2 weeks from today at this exact moment, I'll be giving you the leaderboard of the Zurich Classic of New Orleans as we will be broadcasting from there. You'll be dishing out some white chocolate bread pudding.
Yeah, we do it every year.
Looking forward to that?
70 pans.
70 pans.
70
now,
pans.
One of those does go to the 4K
That's literally,
Foundation,
yes,
right?
Yes. It's like 3,500 servings.
Not to be confused with the 4 Kids Foundation.
The 4
There's the 4K Foundation.
How long do you have to prepare for that? How many, like, much in advance?
A week.
A week.
We start cooking bread puddings and, you know.
It's a major undertaking.
It is, yeah. But I like to do
but you,
it.
But you get
it's my donation.
He's not
going to
slap
your
big chunk in a plate because he knows he gets
the
right.
It's got to last 4 days.
Right, you got to last. So
yeah.
You're not getting what you get here.
Yeah, and I get it.
No, love
no,
it.
No, you get a.
I've been.
It's the same thing like you know, like the char grilled oysters. I mean, they don't give you a dozen; they give you three, which is
correct.
Great.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tommy Stanovich and Acme do an incredible
great
job.
They really do. So we're going to be 18th tee or 18th green, where we've been as well, which used to be the Champions Club. Now it's something else. I think it's called.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be. Hospitality.
Well, that's it. We'll be there, and then also. In between the 17, 16, and 15, which is one of our favorite spots. That's where we were on the Thursday.
It was a cool spot.
You see three holes right where you are over there.
You're going to be there Thursday and Friday?
Yes.
We'll be there Thursday and Friday.
And then if there is not a Pelicans game, we will be going over to your place over there, sir, over in Metairie.
For Hooters, for the
doing the NFL.
When are we doing the watch party at Katie's?
Watch party for
what? Tell me.
Playoffs?
Well, there's got to be a game.
Playoffs?
Well, first off, the next two are at 9 p.m.
Yes, well.
Yeah, okay. And then there's a home game on Sunday.
I tried to watch
the postseason. So we'll let you know during the postseason. We'll come by and hang out. Let's just do this before we go to our first break here, as hour one is brought to you by No Wake Up. Be there tomorrow. Have you ever paddleboarded?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I
have. Kayak? Do you fly fish?
In Tampa Bay, actually.
Have you fly fished?
Yeah.
Yep. I've asked you this. You don't do any of those three?
No.
Okay.
I've
he doesn't even
before.
Eat crawfish.
Have you fly fished?
No. No.
I've only seen like kayak, the movies, no, you know, where you have to like grab the line and do all that other stuff. Yeah. There's going to be fly fishing demos tomorrow.
Paddleboard or kayak?
Both.
Well, I've done
all of it. Well, there's going to be demos tomorrow. There's going to be some sales and things of that nature. So come on out. We're going to be over there. 1926 Airline Drive. Super excited. They've been sponsoring Hour One now for about a month. We're finally going to get to go over there.
Is that where it's
at? Yes. Say that again.
Loasia Way.
I had no idea how to say that. It's been around since I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's been there forever.
Get stuff for the kids there.
The toy shop.
Yeah.
On the airline.
Loasia Way. Loasia Way.
I just call it the toy shop.
It was Loasia Way.
Loasia Way.
Loasia Way. Loasia Way.
Loasia Way.
Loasia Way.
There it is. We will go with that. We will go with that. But it's No Wake is right across from Premier Fitness.
I got
like at the 1 o'clock is the big furniture store right there.
Before I got to get back. Canoeing, you said, or paddle? I don't see you on a paddleboard. No
it
way.
It was 30 years ago.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I was with my friend Mike Kosterlitz, who does that religion.
See him now.
Let me tell you a funny story about Ledgeway.
If we ever do the show we're supposed to at his Florida place, which
let's
you know he's been promising us for like 3 years.
So let me get you on a story about Ledgeway.
You see, I'll go to that. You know, like,
you'll go to that.
I bought an exercise bike at Ledgeway.
It's still got tag
for my ex-wife.
Okay.
And it did not go over well.
No. Is that one of those gifts where the immediately it's like
buying your wife a dishwasher?
It was the hint. Yeah.
You should have said, "Hey, I bought us an exercise bike."
Was it Married with Children where he buys the wife a bowling ball?
I think so.
Oh, that's probably not a good thing. Hour one is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. Again, we'll be there tomorrow. NoWakeOutfitters.com is the way to go check them out. Okay, phone lines are open this hour. I'm going to play some post-game sound from that because the next question out of the break is simple. Will the Pelicans secure that sixth spot? Fifth is gone.
Yeah.
Fifth is gone. The Clippers will take on the Dallas Mavericks because Dallas just won't lose. Anyway, can they get the six? We'll talk about that. We are live at Francesca by Katie's Deli and Pizzeria and Catering. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
As we welcome you back to Francesca. I don't know what y'all did. Everything worked perfectly.
I'm working.
Yeah. It worked perfectly. I don't know what happened to you.
There he goes.
We had a working speaker. Now the speaker. It works. It worked.
When I walked up here, it wasn't working.
It worked.
That's all I got to say.
Well, no, because you turned your mic down.
Did I? Okay, there we go.
I turn your mics down during the break because y'all throw headsets. We eat, we chat, and there's things that shouldn't go on.
We need to give a weekly plug to Ray Gabb.
That's right.
The greatest hairstylist in the city. Not barber. Hairstylist.
Ray Ben Salon. Got to give the whole
Ray
salon.
Ben. You got, Ray Ben Salon.
You got Ray, you got Ryan.
I got the Tanya
Uncle
Marino barbershop.
My son looked like Brad Pitt.
I got the Tanya Marina barbershop. She cuts it up and does it fine. I get a little trim every now and then when I go to
a little trim.
I'm a little biased.
I got you. Yeah. I love it. All right. So after we would have played this yesterday, after the game yesterday, on Tuesday rather, Pels went a long way in helping themselves get at the very least a 7 spot. They need one more win, I believe, and they will be at least no worse than 7, which is a good thing because you do host. Then again, they're a better road team than they have been at home shooting-wise, especially from the three-point shooting line. If they win 2 games, I think they can get that 6 seed for sure, right? If they play Sacramento tonight.
Don't they have a game up on...
half a game. Half a game up on Suns.
Right. So... You want Phoenix, obviously, to lose, but if you keep winning, the bottom line is this. If they go 3-0, there's nothing the Suns can do.
Right. Correct.
Okay? So that's the good thing about it, and you can control your own destiny. Here's what Zion had to say.
It's very exciting. Like I said last game, every game is important for us. Got to take it one game at a time, but to us, every game is important because we have to win every game to give ourselves the best chance.
All right, so around the room, do you think they wind up controlling that 60? Do you think they'll be 6? Just yes or no?
No.
Okay.
I think they squeeze it out. Yeah, I think they get the 6.
I do not think they get the 6.
You don't think they get the 6?
No.
All right.
And it has thought to be health. That's what it is.
Golden State's playing so well.
Yeah, but Golden State can't go up.
What's
there
the 10th? They keep beating Sacramento.
If we lose to one of those teams, then that's going to knock us
off. So this is where really your standings are right now, right?
The
so
Lakers are.
Pels, Lakers and Golden State are.
Pels are 6. The Suns are half game back. Again, if right. you keep winning, Suns can't get past you, which is kind of the thing we're looking at. Sacramento is 2 games behind you. And Sacramento, remember, you own the tiebreaker series, no matter already. I mean, you already have the series today.
Right.
With 3 left. They essentially have to win 3 straight games. You have to lose 3 straight games. Because if you have the same record, you have the tiebreaker. They can't pass you.
Correct.
Okay? To be in the play-in?
No, to pass you.
To pass you.
To pass you. The Lakers are 11 back. 3 to play. You have a 3.5 game lead on them.
Right. Correct.
Here's my problem with the Lakers.
They only have 2 games left.
When they
Friday
get up
and Sunday.
For the Pelicans.
Yes.
They play extremely well.
I understand.
Well
in
but that,
that
game might not mean a
that,
thing.
But may not mean
but that's what I'm saying. The Pels would have to lose tonight, have to lose tomorrow at Golden State, which can happen.
Right.
But here's the thing. The Lakers have to win Friday at Memphis, and then it could only get 1 game back. They would then be 1.5, right? Or 2.5.
But the team that you got to worry about is the Suns.
Yeah, which is why I think they're no less than the 7.
The
yeah,
Suns
it's the Suns
team.
That's the team that you're worried
right.
about.
I'm not saying...
Because they're a half game behind you. It's the Suns.
They'll be the 7th seed. It's just...
That's what I'm... 7 doesn't make the play-in.
It's the play-in, right?
But that's what I want to get to next. 800-998-1003 and RudermanCan.com because I feel like this has been the main topic that I've been dealing with either at the gym, on the show, what have you, and a lot yesterday, even when we weren't on the show. I'm going to ask you all the same question because I do think there's, I don't want to say a stigma, but I mean, it's there's something that's attached to it when you hear play-in. I do think it's different being in the play-in this year than being in the play-in last year. I'll go into that. But when you hear Pels in play-in, what's the first thing that goes to your mind? And with people that you talk to, Scott, do you think it's a negative thing? And when I say negative in terms of it's, well, they're back in the play-in, they couldn't get in the postseason, all that stuff. Like, that's
well,
what I'm asking.
Considering they were the 4 seed 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And they controlled their own destiny. And then... they go 1-5 on homestand and lose to San Antonio. It's not a real positive thing.
Okay, John, do you think it's a negative thing or like a failure to be in the play-in this year if they're in the play-in?
Well, first of all, when you begin the season, your whole goal is to make the playoffs, no matter if you're the last team in or whatever. Because I've always told my guys, getting the playoffs, all records are out the door. You're 0-0 when you started out. So they just got to get in the playoffs. But I think it's a difference being the 7th than being 8th and 9th playing. Because you lose that, you're out. At least when you're 7th or 8th playing, you lose. You still got to play another game.
Correct.
So, I'm all just getting the playoffs. Anything can happen.
It's an underachievement. There's no question.
So
this roster at the break, you were looking at it. Like they're healthy. We got an opportunity to fight for possibly a top seed. And you got all the way to 4, and then you basically collapsed down a stretch. So to get it 7, to get it 7 and be in the play-in is definitely an underachievement. However, yes, 7 is better than 10. You've seen some progress. Zion's never been in the playoffs. So this is an opportunity for him to get playoff basketball. But really, down the stretch of this season, it's been playoff basketball. This is playoff basketball right now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's been playoff basketball for a month,
yes.
Not just for the Pelicans, but for the NBA.
And in the last one, you brought up these teams. Let me say, the only team that can pass the Pelicans
is the Suns.
Are the Suns. And
right.
You know the 2 games, both on the road.
Yeah.
Here's their schedule. On the last 2 games they play, they're not winning these games, guys. At the Kings and at the Timberwolves.
What makes you think the Kings aren't playing well?
The problem is,
right,
John,
the Timberwolves are.
T-Wolves game may have no bearing. So
exactly.
They may be able to win that game by default because it's not going to bump the T-Wolves down.
They're only a game back. They
T-Wolves
lost yesterday
lost
to the Nuggets.
Timberwolves want that number 1 seed all through the playoffs.
Here's the thing that's crazy to me when you look at it because I think both are right. All right, let's start with you since I'm just staring right at you.
Right.
Yes, it is an underachievement from this aspect of this. They had games this year The clutch games, 12 or 13, give me six of those. You're not even worried about that.
Right.
Win half of those clutch games when you were healthy, when you could have won those games, when you didn't score in the final 3 minutes, when some of the rotations were massive question marks, when you didn't play players that could have helped you. And again, those are all going to be conversations at the end of the year. But yes, from that aspect of it, you shouldn't have been in this situation because you could have taken care of some business with some. You can't lose to San Antonio. Now, I understand Zion didn't play. I get all of that. But so you have not helped your cause. Now, comma, the West is not even close to what the West was last year.
No.
Okay? You have the defending champs who have been battling all season just to get to that one seed. Minnesota with Anthony Edwards has taken that next step. Remember, they made that trade last year with Rudy Gobert to come in, and it took him and Karl Anthony Towns to get going. They've been 1, 2, or 3 all season long.
Right.
OKC didn't have Chet Holmgren last year, who's absolutely helped them this year. Mm-hmm. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's an MVP candidate. He's played. Just by the way, the top three teams in the West all have an MVP candidate.
Right.
Anthony Edwards, Nikola Jokic, who right now is probably the favorite, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
It's so impressive.
That's how hard the West is.
It's right? So impressive how Oklahoma City is rebuilding
quickly. The Clippers have three Hall of Fame players that, for the most part, have stayed healthy most of the year. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, Paul George has played most of the year. Kawhi Leonard has played most of the year. And James Harden worked in the trade. He was not a Clipper last year. Dallas, they made that trade last year with Kyrie Irving and Luka. They didn't even make the play-in.
They also made a move at the break that's helped them out tremendously, which is Daniel Gafford.
But those two have figured it out.
Right.
It's another 50-win season for Jason Kidd.
But what did we
two
do? We stood pat.
I hear you. I'm talking about the West.
Okay, I'm still talking
the
West.
Then the Suns go and get Bradley Beal. They didn't have him for most of the season last year. The Lakers are still the Lakers. It's AD's healthiest season he's played with LeBron and him, and they've been battling just to stay in 9-10. I mean, the Warriors are still the Warriors. Houston's been good. Utah's gotten the Pel's number, and the Memphis Grizzlies would not be where they are, 27 wins if Ja Morant was playing them, because the two games the guy was healthy, they beat the Pelicans. Portland, they gave them a game. They're not, you know, terrible. And the Spurs beat the Pels on Friday because Wembanyama's pretty good. That's the West, man. So I look at it as, yes, you're in the play-in if you are 7. But, man, you're holding off a team in Sacramento that had made a move last year. You're holding off LeBron and the Lakers and AD. You're holding off Steph Curry. And
even more reason you should have made a move, and you didn't make any moves. You stood pat, and you have the same team as you did last year, and guess what's going to happen? You're going to be in the same position you were in last year. You just said all these teams made moves.
No,
we didn't make a move.
I hear you.
And we stood pat, and we're going to be in the same spot.
But at the same time.
And he needs to learn how to use Valanciunas.
At the same time, without making those moves, if you do what you could have done and taking care of your business, you wouldn't be here. So all of that's going to be figured out. Quick break. We'll come back. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hi, welcome back. We are live at Francesca by Katie's Deli and Pizzeria. And Catering Hour 1 is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, your one-stop shop for all things. Fly fishing on the Gulf Coast, kayaks, paddle boards, the works, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, nowakeoutfitters.com. We will be there tomorrow for a live remote broadcast. Looking forward to it. General D in front of me. As well as we're talking Pelicans basketball on the Ruderman Can caller hotline, 800-998-1003, rudermancan.com, the website. You want to go see all of the different services I can do here as well. Chef Scotty, John Forcade, we all went with the club sandwich today. I couldn't finish mine, so I gave you one as well.
Yeah, gave me a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
It's very good.
And
so
I mean, we just split them.
Yeah. No, it's so perfect. Big. They're so good. They're delicious. So, look, I think when you look at this team being in the postseason, one way, shape, or form, you just said get in and let's see what happens. John said it here as well, right? Last year, the Miami Heat got in to the play-in were losing had to come back, right? No, they lost the first game, then had to come back in the second game, made it into the first round, wound up going to the finals. Not saying that's where, you know, the Pels are getting into or anything of that nature. And look, right now, the way you're seeing Golden State play and the way the Lakers are capable of playing, you almost get a sense and feeling that teams that are 1-2 don't really want to face those two teams.
I agree.
You know, going into it. So that's going to be a dangerous game, not only to play in, but who has to face them at 7 or 8, which is why I want to get out of 7 and 8, because if I do then have to play the Warriors or Lakers, that's going to make me a little nervous and uncomfortable.
That's why you need to finish in the playoffs, not in the play-in.
I agree.
Yeah, we don't match up well against the Lakers.
It's an odd thing.
It is.
Really, honestly, is against those teams. I don't know how much of that is mental, which is kind of why I think that last game that they played in New Year's Eve, you know, sort of helped that. Well, go out.
It's West part of it's down the stretch of basketball.
Yeah.
And the argument that this team has been is that we haven't been healthy, which then in turn shows that down the stretch, who's our go-to guy? Every time it seems to be different. It's not like it's a foregone conclusion. If you're playing OKC, the ball is going to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. If you're playing the Lakers, it's going to LeBron. Right, you're playing Minnesota. It's Ant-Man. Like every team has that guy. We don't have that guy. It changes from game to game.
Let me ask you: are we starting to see that though? Because you're right. That's been one of the biggest things that I've talked about on podcast or here as well. I agree because again, I have said it. I'm like somebody needs to be that guy. But are we starting to see that with Zion as of late?
By default, yes.
You think it's by default?
Because
sometimes
because
B.I. is
not there.
Sometimes he doesn't.
It's because B.I. isn't there. It's 100% because if you look at their roster, Zion has taken a back seat to B.I. too many times because it's been everybody's marketing. It's B.I.'s team.
Here's the problem, though.
Right?
Yeah. He's the leader in assists. So I would argue saying that Brandon Ingram's been the scorer on this team.
Who's the leader in assists?
Brandon Ingram. On this team.
Right. But I'm saying he's not, he hasn't been the, down the stretch of ball games in the past, in when we said we couldn't close, we didn't have a finisher, Brandon Ingram was taking that shot. Right now, down the stretch, Zion's been the guy because B.I. hasn't been there.
So you think it's more by default?
It's more equal. This is the problem with this team. It's equal opportunity. Too many times the ball doesn't even go to Zion late in games, and that's why we lost ball games. So if he goes possessions without touching the ball, as a coach, timeout. Here's our guy. Get him the ball on this possession. It's got to go through him. And I don't want to hear, oh, we just let it play out and it didn't work out for us. Or it's a learning experience. This is a team that's been in this situation for 4 years, right? This same kind of spot for 4 years. That's why I say it's an underachievement. Some of it has to do with health, no question. But things have to change, or you need to change people that are in the seats.
Well, going back to further years ago, most teams had a guy they can go to. You know, the Bulls had Jordan.
Right.
The Lakers had Kareem and Magic or whatever. They had a bunch of other guys. The guys were having it. I look at the Pelicans, and I'm sorry. I look right at them. We don't have the go-to guy to take that shot. Y'all can say, oh, Zion. Zion ain't the greatest guy to win
your
game. B.I.'s got his little issue. But who is the guy that you said – put the ball in your hand. And a lot of good guys that had the ball in hand, they look at him, they might be able to pass it off to somebody. We don't even have that.
But, John, that's my point. You look at the other teams at the top of the Western Conference, they have that guy. We don't have that guy.
And it starts with the guy that is not your forward or your center. You need to have a guard who can get them the ball or a good enough guard that can take those winning shots for you and pass it off as an assist.
Now,
we just don't have
that. With Zion hitting that mid-range shot that he hit the night,
he did.
That's been major improvement. Now, the willingness just to take it. So the argument is, why is he going to shoot the ball from 10 feet out? Because he can get to the rim. So he's putting it in from 1 foot out.
Right.
Right. But he's got to shoot that shot to get some confidence.
Yeah,
because
we also gotta
remember, the end of ball games, this is what's happening. They're walling off defenses, and he's not getting to the rim, and he's having difficulty. So he's going to have to shoot that 10 to 15 footer. If he does that with consistency, guess what?
And,
he becomes the go-to.
You got to remember who they play against. Portland,
You know, the bad teams, they're shooting those shots and they're winning at the end. No, they got to do them against the Lakers, the Kings. They got to beat the good guys.
We say the Lakers. The Lakers are in the ninth spot.
I'm just talking about.
I'm telling you, the Lakers get up for this team.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree. It's totally a matchup thing with the Lakers and the Pelicans.
All the teams above them, they have got to beat them with a player who can come down there and take the shot.
But that's the issue that what I'm talking about. The teams at the top of the Western Conference have a guy. The guy. And we don't have the guy right now. We're trying to build a guy, which is Zion right now. And the argument, too, where does CJ fit in with this,
team? Let me ask you
this. He's played some good games recently, but where does he sit in?
Well, let me ask you this. Is that the biggest question mark then or the biggest thing that you want to see this postseason? Who is
the guy?
The guy?
Again,
that's why I brought it up, because I do think you're starting to see Zion want the ball, demand the ball, do different things. You're going by default. I'm like, whatever the reason, he at least is doing it.
Are we in agreement that B.I. is probably coming back for the play-in?
Yeah, but when?
Right? For the play-in. He's probably going to be
taking shots.
He's probably going to be in the Laker game. That's the way I see him kind of targeting it.
I think he plays in one of those games coming up out of the next three.
Yeah.
Just to get his win back.
Right. Because he has. And typically, when he comes back, he's not the same player he is after he's played one or two games.
Well,
that's another argument.
Well, the other thing, too, it's something that John DeShazer brought up yesterday when we were talking. This team's kind of developed a little bit of a chemistry finally right now. And then all of a sudden, now you're adding this mix to it. But again, whether it's Trey, because you said he's key, obviously, in the next three games.
He's the key for the next three games.
I think you brought up CJ, too. You don't win the last two games if he doesn't drop 31 and 29.
Exactly.
This team's very dependent on what he was,
Well, the reason you're so dependent upon him is because of efficiency. He's going to go out there and shoot his shots. There's no question. CJ, so sometimes when he's on, it's phenomenal. But when he's not, that puts you at a detriment. So, anybody, you can say it's a make or miss league, but there's sometimes there's certain players, and it's kind of by default, I think, that he's having to take more shots or have the ball in his hands. He is not a point guard. We all know that. He is not a distributor. He's a catch-and-shoot guy. He's a guy that goes in transition, and he'll shoot a three in transition very effectively. But he's a liability on defense. He's not going to rebound, and he's a marginal to pretty good shooter from the free throw line.
The last point guard they had, can you name him? Chris Paul?
Yeah.
That can do things for us. Have nobody.
Rondo came
Rondo
in
was
one
okay.
year.
Rondo,
no, he changed the.
He did.
He changed the look of that team.
But
Rondo,
that's his style.
So to that point, was that a
we
floor general?
One of those.
A floor general can change the concept of the team.
Has to have a guard.
I really believe that. This team with Chris Paul is the number one
There's arguments both ways because this is positionless basketball. But the way this roster's constructed, it's not positionless. We're going as a detriment when we go small. We don't have the horses to stay up with. When you're putting Larry Nance as your five against a guy that's going to dominate in a post or be able to run up and down the floor, you're playing to your weaknesses. Play to your strengths. There's times that Jonas should be on the floor playing through Jonas because he's only going to get guys in foul trouble. When he played against Chet Holmgren,
Jonas needs to be on the floor.
He does.
More.
But or you have to change the construction of your roster. So it didn't happen. You're going to have to utilize him more down the stretch, and hopefully he's efficient, especially tonight is a game you have to win.
Lee, thank you for giving us a call here in the Rudder Van Can Hotline. Sir, how are you today, bud?
Hey, guys, man, y'all all over it. Y'all know this team, man. It's so refreshing listening to people that actually know their sports teams. Because if you listen to the national brand and the people who don't watch the team every day, it's like, man, y'all talking some cliff notes. What the heck? I mean, it's so refreshing to hear it. Because I hear you guys talk about the top teams having the guys. And I tend to agree with that, but this year I would take us having the team. We don't need the guy, we need the team. And what I see, I've noticed that Zion, he's different. He's different now. I think he's finally stepping up, taking ownership.
Stride.
And that's what I've seen it. I noticed it. Man, the last month or so, he's been a different dude. You know, and I know he got flat, but when he bumped, did his finger, held his finger, I know he was hearing the criticism like, man, it was a game we needed, dude. You put rub some dirt on that thing, man, and get on out there, you know. Start shooting with your right hand a little bit more. Or something, anything. Don't. What I'm saying is, it's go time right now. It's been go time for the, because of the, how the West is right now. Man, separating the first team from the last team is only 10, 11 games. That's it. So everybody in between is mixed in that 10, 11 games. So to go on a four-game losing streak was almost catastrophic for this team. So if you're Zion, you're like, you know what? They're right. The critics are right, man. I need to take hold of this team. If right now, more than ever, if we needed a guy to step up and say, look, give me the ball, it's got to be now, because what you said with B.I. out and everything, I don't see B.I. being a detriment when he comes back, because the team is developing chemistry right now, but the ball is going through Zion, and I pray, and I'm listening to General D, and you're absolutely right. I pray that Willie Green, please, sir, please, if you're listening, please use Valanciunas. We have, man, the guy we got, it's like we don't appreciate what he can offer this team. He's a big that can move, that has a silky smooth 8-footer. I mean, I'm telling you, man, if we just run the offense through Valanciunas, even when Zion's in the game, because he's going to free his game up. I just don't understand why.
You're dead on.
Why are we resisting run to play Valanciunas and Zion? Run the starting five, I guess, maybe a little longer. I'm not sure. Or maybe.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
It's Willie Green.
Well, it is Willie Green. But I'll tell you why they've gone small and why does Willie think it's effective. Is when they start the ball game and all of a sudden they get down and they've been in a hole. So he's thinking the only way that we're going to get out of the hole is to go run, is to get faster. Because you always see him on the sidelines looking to speed it up, kind of run and gun. And then when you do that, right. Jonas is a detriment if you're going to play that kind of basketball. To my point, and I've said this before, there was a game, I can't remember exactly the game it was, but we were behind, we came all the way back and got it to right where we were even. That should have been, we should have inserted Jonas and right. Now changed the way you play, because if you continue to play the same way, the team's going to adapt
they
to that you're playing against.
They're going to figure it out.
They're going to figure it out. The thing
absolutely
that you made a great point about Zion. And the reason that Zion is playing like he's playing right now, it all goes with his health, one, and him being in shape. They asked Krzyzewski, how do you get Zion in shape? He wants to play basketball. Play him. All this minutes restriction that we had him on when he first got here. And
stupid.
And it look, I understand you were trying to protect your investment. He's got to play.
You're
and you see him right
minutes,
now,
and he, goes and gets
he is playing possessed. There's too many times I've seen where he's on a roll, and we've taken him out of a ball game.
Yeah.
We've got to leave him in and let him be the guy.
Well, he started asking to stay in. That's why he's
correct.
Been playing more minutes.
Right.
And a lot of that is to your point of him being able to be healthy enough to say that, feel comfortable enough.
And taking ownership of the team as
I
well.
I was going to say that. I mean, look, you go back to that that game against the Clippers. It was something that I brought up, and John actually said at the end of the game that he saw, you know, Zion come up and hug Willie Green. Aaron Summers said, there was a point late in that game where Zion walked up and Willie Green had the little dry eraser board and was drawing up plays. That's the kind of stuff you do see, John, with the other players that you mentioned. And look, you're right. With all of the teams that are above the Pels and around the Pels and the teams that they're trying to hold off that have those guys. What I would say, though, is to your point, they've been there and done it. I mean, Anthony Edwards is a young player, but he's been the guy for Minnesota for a couple of years and has played more games than Zion. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you may think he's like a rookie. That guy's been in the league for 7-8 years and stuff
right.
like that. So all of those guys that are those guys have done it. Zion's never done it.
But
like he hadn't been able to.
Man took
do
the
it.
Step against you with USA Basketball.
Why, hey, guys, and that's why I'm excited about this season, because he's going to get the experience. He's going to get the hunger. He's going to actually be able to play, because I think the Pelicans are going to secure that 6 seed, and I believe that Zion is going to get that hunk, that taste of it, playoff basketball, and he's going to come out next year like a man possessed. I think he's learning. We
love
we
to see it.
Finally, we've seen it before our eyes. It took a little while, but it's here.
Gotcha. All right, Earl.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, welcome back. 800-998-1003 on the Rudiman Can caller and guest line. 800-998-1003 is the way to join us. We'll be at No Wake Outfitters tomorrow. A one-stop shop for all things fly fishing on the Gulf Coast. Don't forget the kayaks, 1926 Airline Drive, NoWakeOutfitters.com. It's in Metairie. Looking forward to it. John was invited to go, and then he said he was going to go, like, swimming in the pool. There's a demo pool over there. And I'm like, you're not.
I remember hearing that.
You're
on the
radio. Listen.
Yeah.
No.
You were skinny dipping or something.
No,
right. Yeah.
You know how much
people would spend money to come see
no
that?
No one.
Yes.
No one.
In his Speedo, I think, maybe.
That ain't skinny dipping.
That's enough.
We are moving on. 2 weeks from the NFL draft, which is kind of crazy that it's gotten here as fast as it somewhat has. When you look at it, Jaden Daniels is scheduled to visit now the Giants next week here as well. Commanders, Patriots here as well is where he's going. John, there's still a lot of mock drafts, and I sent you one yesterday. Pro Football Focus's latest mock draft has J.J. McCarthy going to the Patriots. They trade down. The Vikings move up and get Jaden Daniels at 3. Michael Penix Jr. going to the Broncos.
What?
And they still have the offensive tackle from Penn State going to the Saints. Look, again, all the mock drafts yesterday. I mean, last week, all the mock drafts so far today. Or going into this week, rather. All still have the Saints going tackle. We'll get to that in a quick second.
Yeah.
But, John, since you're the quarterback here, and we've been talking a lot about quarterbacks, and I can't wait for my steak dinner, Jaden Daniels, where do you think he eventually winds up? Is it Washington, or is it New England?
I think Washington, I think he's more suited to Washington's style with Kingsbury and the OC. I don't even know who's calling plays for the Patriots. And the Patriots have taken a step back, you know, team-wise, without Belichick. Oh, yeah, I think big time. And I think whoever wants him, they better go 1, 2, or 3 and move up to get him because he's going to be 1, 2, or 3. There's no doubt about it. I think the Commanders take him. I just don't see
him. What about you?
I think the Commanders will take him. And I think that's the best fit for him. New England's the last place I'd want to go if I were a young quarterback.
I think there's going to be some moves. Teams are going to be trying to come up now. Will they have a dance partner? Who knows?
Commanders are trying to get a new stadium.
The Saints need to bundle this fifth round.
They're trying to get a new stadium and all of that. I don't see how they don't. Like, I don't see the Commanders moving down.
No,
if you're the Patriots, this Pro Football Focus mock draft makes sense from this standpoint that you could move down to 12. And still get a quarterback, or 11, and still get J.J. McCarthy or some of that. Let's just start here. Again, I'm not picking on the guy. He won a national championship. Is J.J. McCarthy a guy that you're going to move for to go get right now?
No.
What has he done?
I don't know.
I know, but they're all talking about him.
Again, that's a lot of blowing smoke, too. And remember, a lot of people do that. They talk about
the Giants. So much talk about them. I'm like, I will just, I'm asking you 3. How is he better than Daniel Jones?
Correct.
He's Daniel Jones.
I think he's the same quarterback.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't see
Jones.
Much difference.
Other than your...
That's a team that might do some moving. I think they may try to move up and get a guy.
The Giants want to...
The Giants want to make up...
Daniel Jones.
Their owner came out specifically and was distraught that Barkley was gone. So they have to... They're in this position.
He okayed $40 million.
For Daniel
Jones.
Right. But, I mean, I think they will just have to eat that, like some of these other teams are. Oh. But they need to make a splash move and go and get a quarterback. If they want to give up assets, they could do it because the team may be sitting there looking to make them 1 or 2 spots back. But there's a lot of teams. There's going to be a lot of movement in this draft.
Is there a bigger, as big a gap as I'm making it out to see? Like, I think Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels.
In May.
Drake May.
You don't like Drake May.
I don't understand
how you don't like Drake May.
I don't understand how you do like Drake May.
Because I've watched the kid. Yeah. Have you seen any game? Don't tell me I saw a highlight. Okay. I can splice
we
highlights.
Know why he likes Drake
May. I'm just saying, but I say the same thing with Jaden Daniels. I have no idea how you don't think that guy was a first-round pick.
Before the season began, I did not think he was.
You said that at the restaurant over there in Harahan.
To make mid-season. A bet with
during,
him.
During the season, you did say it, but, but you did change your tune on him. You did change
your
tune.
I like him. I think he's a first-round pick easily.
Yeah.
One, two, or three. Those three quarterbacks, and then it's a drop-off, guys. If I had to pick who's four, five, or six.
It's a crapshoot.
I'm telling you right now.
Penix.
I hate to say that Penix might, but I'm going to go with Bo Nix because he's got his father. Play quarterback. That's in his blood. He didn't do that bad at Oregon,
guys.
It's in his
blood. Who cares?
Okay. All right.
I will say this, John, to your
you'll
point.
You'll take Penix? Penix can't throw through a doggone plastic wall.
I don't know about that. That guy can really throw.
I think it's a crapshoot at the end. Okay. I think you got three guys at the upper echelon in the draft, and I think after that it's dependent upon the situation.
The only reason Williams was up there, Williams is a head case. I wouldn't even touch Williams.
That's not a guy I want either.
I'd take Daniels over Williams in a heartbeat.
I agree.
Williams. In a heart.
So,
Caleb Williams.
Here's the thing that intrigues me more than anything. Nick Underhill, New Orleans.football, I think he tweeted something last night or this morning about something either he wrote or he saw that said, what if Michael Penix was there at 42, which is where the Saints are in that second round?
I would take a shot on him just because you need to put somebody in the stockpile. But, I mean, I think there's too many glaring needs before him. I mean, we're sitting here. You need tackle and tackle, or a tackle that can slide into guard. The kid for Washington looks like he can be a guy that's a tackle on a right or slide. Have to be. I think you have to solidify the line.
Yeah, you have to take care of the line.
They've already got a quarterback.
You can find receivers anywhere. You can find running backs anywhere. You can even find DBs anywhere. You can't find O-line.
And you see, if you don't protect a guy and you can't run the ball and you can't protect him to throw,
I think if they protect Derek Carr, he's going to have a great year.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, to the point where I do think you have to start looking at a quarterback of the future here at some point in time. But
this may not
you
be
have
the draft.
So many
I think they got
right
another
now.
Year left for that.
Yeah.
I think they can find a quarterback next year. Carr's on his way out. You bring him in. Carr's got 1 year left. You let Carr play next year.
Let's be honest. If it doesn't pan out this year, guess what's happening? You're making a coaching change. You're making a coaching and a regime change. No doubt. So then you're going to go in and get your quarterback.
I would bet you a steak dinner that ain't happening.
Ooh. I'm telling you. If it turns out the way it's on paper could happen for the Saints, you're in trouble.
Jack, I only got about another minute left, man, so I'll come to you at the top of the hour, I promise. If not, you'll only have like 35 seconds or so. But the thing is, the reason why I say that is you look at the moves that they've made from their staff standpoint and because of what you just said, which I 100% agree. John and I have been talking about it for weeks. They may not want to use the word in terminology.
Right.
Like sometimes in restaurants you want to say under new ownership because it maybe hadn't done well. But there's sometimes some things you don't kind of want to publicly say there because they're worried about how fans – what they don't get is fans already know they have no talent. Fans already know they have got to rebuild. Fans already know that. They're the ones making it seem, oh, we're good. It's all, no, we got it. It's a re-something. Rebuilding, reissuing, acquisition.
I take umbrage at what you're saying. No. I think there is talent in the squad, but I think if you don't protect on the offensive line, we're going nowhere. If that doesn't happen and we go nowhere, then you're making a complete regime change.
I think there's enough talent that you can compete. But you ain't winning no championship
for this division.
I think the calculus is,
can you win this division? This is the thing. For this organization and for this fan base, if you can win this division, then you're going to the playoffs.
We've done that on Thursday. We'll do it again next hour, too. We'll go back and forth and see what rosters run. But what I'm getting at is, since you have so much to get to, in terms of talent and acquisition and trying to redo your offense and then trying to get younger and faster in your defense, they're not going anywhere. That offensive staff that they got, and the fact that you heard Jeff Ireland say, I'm sitting down with Kubiak, we're going to get you the players for the system, that system doesn't happen overnight in 2-3
months. I'll say this. If they get rid of Allen, you know who's going to be the head coach? I'm telling you, it's going to be Kubiak.
I don't
think
they
made a deal.
If Dennis Allen didn't go after this year,
I already said
you think he's going after next year?
I think the fan base is already in a position right now. I'm a season ticket holder. And I'm telling you, the fan base sitting there right now has said, you know, we've supported this team, and we've been sold a bill of goods.
They would
have
to literally
have all season tickets canceled. If they go with him again, they will revolt.
And zero people show up, and then maybe he'd listen for next
year. Well, let me tell you right now, the Dome was very empty as the season went on.
That's sad.
Yeah, they still get sad tickets.
It was definitely sad.
They don't care.
They still get
sad. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you that. Because the main thing that you're going to see from last year to this year is at least this year they can say they have a plan. It just takes time to execute.
Too many times I sat in there hearing the opposing team fan base out cheering the Saints.
I hear you. They're not going anywhere, bro. I'm telling you.
People pay with their money.
They'll be back. Hour two with Jack and others next on ESPN New Orleans.